Welcome here to the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive it. Mackey Motors in Lake City, check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Let's talk some Glidden-Ralston football right now as head coach Dave Prescott is joining us. The Wildcats coming off of a thrilling victory last week against St. Edmund at home. Coach, I knew that it was pretty thrilling. I knew you guys got that late touchdown in the two-point conversion to win 22-20. I didn't realize you had 10 points in the closing seconds of that game to pick up the win.
Yeah, we had gotten down to where we were about in scoring position. We lost the ball on downs inside the five-yard line. And we held them on two downs. We had one timeout left, and it got down to where we figured we would get the ball back if we held them with about 20 seconds left. And as it turned out, it was right at about 17 seconds left. And they, you know, took an intentional safety. Then they kicked off to us. We got a great return, got down to about 35-yard line, threw the Hail Mary pass, caught it, and converted on the two-point conversion, and 10 points in 17 seconds. I didn't think it was going to be possible, but we sure came through with it.
Getting a win like that, how does that impact practice the next week? Because I imagine the guys had to come in kind of on a high and with a lot of energy.
Yeah, we were pretty good mood when we come in on Monday to watch film, and then today and yesterday's practices were all pretty good. I mean, you know, the spirit's up. We played really well defensively all game. You know, we did have a few miscues, but offensively, we just kind of struggled a bit. A lot of penalties, a lot of jumping, a lot of nerves. So we're going to try and remedy that and get better this week.
Has that been the focus then, is to kind of clean up some of the mistakes you made?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we didn't know what was really causing anything, you know, with us other than watching it on films. It was just nervous jumps, you know, moving hands, a twitch, that type of thing, anticipation. I think we were just, you know, really geared up to go. We thought we did pretty well in the scrimmage because we went through the scrimmage relatively penalty-free, and then it was kind of uncharacteristic of our guys to go out there and do that. But, you know, first game coming out, I think that they just wanted to get going, and we just had too many of them for my liking.
I imagine one is probably too many for a coach. Coach, you know, it's a rivalry. I think it's become probably more of a friendly rivalry over the years, but you've been a part of a lot of Glidden-Ralston-Arweva matchups over the years. Some of those have been for district titles. Some have been, you know, deep in the postseason. So what's this game and what's this rivalry mean for you, especially with it being the first district game of the season for you?
Yeah, now that's exactly it. Is that, you know, besides being a district game, you know, we always like to play the local teams, and we always like to have Arweva on our schedule. You know, they're in our conference also, and all the other sports, and they compete against them all year long in everything we do. And to get to play them in football, and especially having it be in the district game, it, you know, means a little more, but. You know, it's the old town. We've played them for years and years, and, you know, it's just great. You know, I think it brings back big memories for everybody that was there, because a lot of the people that I talk to, you know, or come to the games, and they come for years and everything, and it's just a lot of fun, and it's, you know, good-natured, and the kids really like to play each other, and they all play hard, and, you know, it's one of those things you kind of throw out who's better at the – you know, at that point, and you just got to go out and play the game.
Coach, not giving away any secrets, you had already mentioned during the commercial break that, you know, Jonathan Rieselman out injured. He's their starting quarterback, or was last week. What's it do to your defense in preparation, not knowing who they're putting into that spot going into your game?
Well, you know, they have a lot of athletes over there. They always do. They run well. They, you know, their offensive scheme seems to be pretty much the same, whether, you know, they had him in. You know, I think the same kind of scenario happened last year. They had an injured player also, but, you know, when you're playing them, they have a lot of misdirection. They do a lot of things to spread you out. I mean, it's reading your keys, playing the right defense, playing the right coverages. You know, you just got to be able to focus and concentrate. And I told the guys, you know, we're going over there to play them just like they're at full strength, because they don't, you know, seem to really drop. They just add a little bit of something different to it, and then you have to adjust. And sometimes you just have to adjust on the fly.
What do you think the matchup front, let's stay for you guys defensively, what's the matchup up front look like for you guys?
Well, we're hoping that we can get, you know, our guys to play. I always tell our guys we want to play on their side of the ball, both sides, offense and defense. And that's one of the things we've been working on, is just getting out and driving and blocking, you know, doing our combo blocks, looking at their defense, knowing who we're going to get and how we're going to get it done. I know up front that, you know, they're going to be pretty solid. So we're going to have to really play well up there. That's the one key that I think we need to get better at. I think, you know, we improved from the scrimmage to the first game. But there again, you know, the penalty bug kind of got to us. So I'm looking forward to hopefully they put together a complete game for us.
Coach, your guys' running game pretty solid last week, averaging about 5.5 yards per carry. You look like you got a lot of weapons. You had 6 different guys touch the ball just in running the football. So how do you use the offense, and how do you get the running game established, and what does Arweva try to do to slow you down?
Well, we're a little bit different team this year than we were last year. You know, last year we were the Kobe Wallace show, and we could really rely on him. This year we've kind of revamped our offense a little bit. It's the same thing, only different. You know, we get a lot of guys that get a lot of touches because there's not a whole lot of depth that we've built. But, you know, we want to keep everybody as fresh as we can. So we're just going to try to attack at different points, you know, running different formations, trying to find weaknesses in their defense. And then when we do, we want to exploit it. A lot of things, you know, you try to just build up on them, you know, them to get where they're trying to stop, like a sweep, sort of the running backs, and then come back with some counters. The other thing we need to do is we need to be able to pass a little bit better than what we did. We only threw about 5-6 passes all game long, and everybody's going to come up and start loading the box on us. So we've got to be able to back them off a little bit to keep our running game going.
What would that number, and I know it's probably not an exact number, but about how many passes would you like to be able to see, and what kind of completion percentage do you feel fits what you want to do offensively?
Well, I think during the whole course of the game, if we could complete 8 to 10 passes, I'd be really happy. I mean, that would be, you know, kind of a pass happy day for me. But, you know, we just want to be we want to be able to, you know, if it works for us and they're open, I really like to be a little more balanced with it, not even, you know. But if we could get, you know, 8 passes and maybe hit upwards around, you know, 8 to 10 yards per reception, that would, you know, put us about 80 to 100 yards offense, extra offense that, you know, we could count on through the air.
Well, Coach, it's always fun catching up with you. I appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors tailgate. I look forward to catching up with you after the game for the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. So appreciate you joining us here today, and best of luck coming up tonight.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed talking with you, and we'll look forward to seeing you Friday night.
You bet. Head coach again at Dave Prescott with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats will step away. Austin Stolk with the Arweva Rockets set to join us next right here on the Mackey Motors tailgate on 93.7 KKRL.